No, you cannot wear high heels with a maxi dress. It's either heels or the long dress.
Well, which do you think looks better?
Katie, it's Saturday morning. You've got to go for the casual look. So, maxi dress and flats. And a cardi. Okay. Long beads. I have a perfect necklace here somewhere that will go with those shoes.
Feels weird. I mean, he's just a friend.
Well, put it this way. How often do you go out?
I go out every night.
That's work.
And my friend Donna is taking me out for lunch.
Okay. That's looking good. Here, shall I straighten your hair for you?
Oh, yes, please. That'd be nice. I just can't get the hang of it.
Yeah. Let me get my products. Okay, you can paint your nails while I get all this sorted.
Thanks, Cher. Jade, please be careful. That's hot. Hot no. Here, shall I put the number jacks on for you?
That's cruel. You can't make your kid do maths, Katie.
Actually, it's quite funny and educational, and there is nothing wrong with learning a bit of economics.
Did you say economics? Here, don't forget to put the base coat on first.
Yes, miss.
So, what are you planning on doing?
Oh, I thought we could just go for a walk, feed the ducks, go down the park. Jade can have a little play and then we can chat.
Oh, do you want me to have Jade for you?
Oh, that's really sweet, Cher. I would... Only I told him she was coming. And to be honest, sometimes she can be a welcome distraction.
I'm going to quote you on that. Okay. Well, you look gorgeous. I'm getting out your way. I've got spinning, then cardio, then I might have a sauna after. Move the pot plant by the door if you want me to make myself scarce.
He's just a friend. And I have Jade here. And I'm absolutely not interested in anything like that.
Yeah. Okay, babes. You keep telling yourself that.
What's that supposed to mean?
You've been on tender hooks ever since he asked you out. If he was just a friend, would you be this nervous about meeting him?
I'm not nervous. Okay, maybe a bit. Oh, Cheryl, am I making a fool of myself? It's been so long since a bloke showed any proper interest in me. I don't know what to do.
Hey, come on. You used to have the meeting out of your shoes. Look, it's just a date, that's all. If he's serious about you, and given he's flown from Qatar, I'd say he is, then why not enjoy it for what it is?
Thanks. You're right. And if he's just wanting to discuss our grades, it was fun getting ready anyhow. Right. Well, wish me luck. Come on, Jade.
Oh, hi, Dad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Louise. How are things going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Well, as in, the kids and I are having a good time.
Any chance that you and Mike might...
No, Dad. No, he's a useless, good-for-nothing rat. And there's... Oh, sorry, darling. No, I'm just on the phone to Grandad. About a robber on Crime Watch. Why don't you all grab some drinks and crisps from the minibar? I won't be a minute.
Minibar? Are you made of money?
What's that supposed to mean? What has Mum said?
Said? About what? Look, if you need some money whilst you're out there, I could transfer some.
The bill here, thankfully. Mike agreed to stump up. So thanks for offering, Dad, but it's cool. Hey, is everything okay?
Well, have you heard from your mother lately?
Yes, yeah, she called me the other day. Why?
Oh, she's being a bit, weird.
Oh, you know, Mum. Why? What's she doing?
Well, she's just not herself. The other day she asked me if we could do something together.
What's wrong with that? Well, I always do things together. You know, art gallery, coffee, shops, lunch, a movie.
Do you? When?
Well, when I was back. When you were at the club.
Oh. Well, I've offered to pay for a friend to go out for lunch.
Why don't you go out for lunch with her, Dad?
What? No. It's fine. Anyway, I just wanted to call to see how you were.
Thanks, Dad. It's good to hear from you.
And how's your university work going?
Oh, rubbish. I haven't had a minute to do it. I thought I would have had ages on the plane, but there was a great movie on demand service. And, you know, then it's just been mad here and so sunny.
Well, make sure you don't get behind.
No, I won't, Dad.
Because it cost a lot of money.
Yes, Dad.
And will you please call your mother for once?
I will do, Dad.
Okay. Well, as long as you're keeping an eye on her.
Yeah, okay, Dad. Well, you can do that too.
Well, of course, yeah. But this is all women's stuff, and I'm sure she'd rather discuss it with you.
Well, you'll have Lucy and Luke home for Christmas, so she'll be fine fussing over them.
Well, no. Lucy's gone off to Paraguay on a dig. Left the day before yesterday. Massive grant, apparently. She described it as career-making. As if her career needs any more making. And Luke's off with his girlfriend. We won't see him until the new year, if you can find the time.
Oh, no wonder Mum's a bit down. You know how she likes having the family together at Christmas.
Yeah, well, just make sure you phone her. And say hello to Todd and Annabelle for me.
Okay, Dad. See you.
Jade, you be a good girl for Mummy when Neil gets here. He is a bit late, but I'm sure he'll be here soon. Let's phone Auntie Cheryl.
Hiya, Katie. How's the date going?
He hasn't shown up yet.
Oh, he's not that late, is he?
An hour. I don't think he's coming. What shall I do, Cher?
We tried calling him. Perhaps he's delayed.
It's just going to voicemail. I tried texting, but no reply. Oh, hold on. That looks like him now.
Ah, there you are. Men and timing, eh? Right, have a good...
It's not him. Let's face it, Cher. He stood me up. He could at least have called to tell me.
Well, there could be a simple explanation.
Yeah, he's got himself a good job and he doesn't want to saddle himself with a single mum. Oh, how could I have been so stupid?